Musical starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Boris Karloff.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April a shower comes along.
Merry Christmas, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Old Craft Music Hall. And I got a song with a question that's never been answered. All you folks listening in, tell me, won't you?
Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolia blossom at everybody's door? Do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about the Suwannee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong. Do the sweet magnolia blossom at everybody's door? Do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about the Suwannee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong.
You don't mind, do you, Al?
Certainly not. What are you doing, Oscar? Practicing for another concert?
No, I'm exercising my fingers. I'm in a big tiddlywinks match tonight.
Why, Oscar, I didn't know you could tiddlywink.
Just underhand. One of my daughters got the set for Christmas.
Oh, that reminds me. Oscar, will you leave the Steinway for a moment and come over to Jolie?
Yes. Yeah,
I would like to ask you something a little confidential. When I was opening my presents this morning, I did not see anything from you.
Al, I wanted to get you something that was different.
Yeah?
Something that you didn't have. But it was impossible. Every place I went to buy something, you owned the shop.
Well, you didn't have to buy me anything, Oscar. You could have sent me a little check.
I thought of that. But you owned the bank, too.
Well, I was only kidding. I didn't want anything for Christmas. After all, the only thing I want is youth. And money can't buy youth.
Money can buy this youth.
Now, wait a minute, Oscar. You didn't say anything about the gift that I sent you. You got it, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Al. And I want to thank you for those 20 shares of stock.
Just think of it, Oscar. 50 years ago, that stock was worth absolutely nothing.
How is it today?
Well, it hasn't gone down any. You know, Oscar, I wanted to get you something nice, so I looked at one of those big concert grand pianos.
Al, you shouldn't have done it.
I didn't. But the piano was really beautiful, but I didn't get it for one reason.
What was that?
I didn't think it would fit in your stocking.
It should. I take a size 10 piano.
Well, try on that piano over there for size and give all of us a wonderful Christmas present by playing the second movement of the Grieg Concerto.
All right. Here's the present, and if you don't like it, exchange it.
Play.
Doctor, that was really beautiful. Your piano playing is a wonderful gift.
Gift nothing. It cost my parents 6 bits a lesson.
Well, in those days, everything was high. Now, look, Oscar, at this moment, I'd like to sing something.
That was inevitable.
I don't know what that means, but I'd still like to sing something.
It means that nothing can stop you from singing. How about this?
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of. My little baby, dream a while, scheme a while. We're sure to find happiness. And I guess all the little things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelet Woolworth doesn't sell, my little baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Oscar, wait a minute. What's that? Tiddly, 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 tiddly. What is that?
Nothing. I just felt like tittle, tittle, tiddling. If you don't want me to tittle, tittle, I could dotty da.
Funny thing. You used to use much bigger words on information, please.
Dotty da is Rachmaninoff's prelude.
Oh, I like that loud, high-class stuff. I really do.
You know, you've surprised me several times by singing arias from operas.
Oscar, that shouldn't surprise you. I've sung in operas. I'll never forget the opening night at the Met when the curtain went up, and there I was on the stage singing the prologue from Pagliacci.
That must have been wonderful.
No, the curtain came right down. We were doing Karma that night. I remember.
If you know Karma, Al, you must know this.
Go ahead. Do I know that? That's the bullfighter song. Give it to me again.
Ariadora, Ariador, what's this to us, Ariador?
And right after that, the Toreador finishes singing, he goes out, and he kills the bull.
The way you sing it, the bull will die before you get to him.
Oscar, when you talk like that, you really make me feel awful sad.
If you feel sad, then there's something that'll fit your mood.
Oh, that fits it, Oscar. That really fits it.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancies. Maybe. You know, darling, I'm in love with you. And every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear.
Give it to me, Oscar.
While I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
No one could sing the old songs like you do.
Oh, thank you, Oscar. Thank you.
Of course, no one sings them as often as you do. Al, you asked me to play Grieg, and I did. Now I'd like you to do something for me.
Anything you ask, I'll be happy to do.
I'm safe, because the banks are closed today.
Al, all I want you to sing is a new song. I've heard everybody sing it but you.
I know just the song you mean. Play it, Lou.
There's just one place for me near you. It's like heaven to be near you. Times when we're apart, I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stray more than just 2 lips away.
If my hours could be spent
near you, I'd be more than content near you. Make my life worthwhile by telling me that I'll spend the rest of my day near you. Near you.
Hey, lovely boy. Al, something I want to ask you, and I think today is the appropriate time.
What is it, Ken?
You believe in Santa Claus?
Well, Ken, every year I hang my stocking in the fireplace.
And what happens?
It burns. Of course, when I was a kid, I used to write Santa Claus and ask him for, oh, so many things. How times have changed. Now Santa Claus writes to me.
Well, you do believe in it.
Well, Ken, let me tell you a little story.
What?
Last night, I was at home waiting for Oscar to come over and spend Christmas Eve with me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I was sitting in front of the fireplace, thinking back over my life.
Well, that took you more than one evening, didn't it?
No, I skipped the part that Larry Parks played. Anyway, while I was sitting there, I heard a sudden noise in the fireplace. And a weird-looking Santa Claus stepped in the room. He didn't look as much like Santa Claus as he did like Boris Karloff.
Hello, little man.
Who are you?
I'm jolly old Saint Nick. Fee, fi, fo, fa, I mean ho, ho, ho.
If he keeps laughing like that, he'll split his sides.
Have you been a good boy, Asa?
Yes, I was a good boy, and I was a good middle-aged man, too. But lately, I've been slipping a little.
Nevertheless, you're still on Santa's list. I'm a little late this Christmas Eve. I was delayed. One of my reindeers slipped and fell.
What did you do?
I ate him.
I can't believe you're Santa Claus. I didn't hear any jingle bells.
My bells don't jingle. They just toll.
It's getting a little chilly in here. Would you mind throwing a log on the fire and hanging on to it?
Oh, don't be afraid. I am Santa Claus.
No, you're not. You're Boris Karloff.
Oh, shucks. Everybody recognizes me. Must be by long eyelashes.
But, Boris, why are you in a Santa Claus suit?
I want to be loved.
Well, you're in the wrong place. You better go over to the bride and groom program.
You don't know what a terrible life I lead. Playing all those sinister characters has made me a marked man. When little children see me, they run and scream. That's why I put on this suit and pretend I'm Santa Claus.
And what do the kids do now?
Run and scream?
I'll do just the opposite. I'll scream and run.
But why? I'm nice and gentle. Why must I be the victim of the parts I play in pictures? Can I help it? My business is killing, yours is singing. I see no difference.
I'd insult this guy, but he might give me a stiletto for Christmas. And deliver it in the back. Boris, look, if you're going around pretending you're Santa Claus, you can't act the way you do. Santa Claus is a sweet old gentleman. He's good. And he's kind.
I'm trying to be a real Santa Claus. I give away presents. In fact, right now I'm due at Peter Lorre's house. He asked for a train.
A grown man like Peter Lorre wants a little bitty train?
No, he asked for the super chief. He wants to tie someone to the tracks.
Say, look, if you got Peter Lorre's letter, did you happen to get the one I wrote Santa Claus?
Oh, yes, I received your letter.
You did? And did you bring what I asked for?
Sure, here it is. An autographed picture of Al Jolson. But tell me, why did you ask for a picture of yourself?
I like to look at me.
You're lucky. I even have to shave in the dark. Well, I'm asleep. I've got a few more stops to give away some of your record albums.
Oh, do you give a lot of people my record albums?
No, only to little boys who've been naughty. Oh, how it frightens them so.
Well, look, if you'll excuse me, Santa Claus, I got to go to bed now. I got to get my sleep, you see. I'm on the Kraft Music Hall.
Are you sure you'll be able to appear?
Oh, of course. There's nothing to stop me. Maybe there is.
One must never be too sure of anything. I believe there was a knock at the door.
I thought it was my knees. Oh, hello, Oscar. Gee, I'm glad to see you. Come in. Santa Claus, this is Oscar Levant.
How do you do?
Oscar, why don't you say hello to Santa Claus?
Sorry, I don't believe in him.
Well, to tell the truth, in this case, I don't blame you. I was sitting here smoking, and suddenly he appeared.
You better change your brand of cigarettes.
Oscar, look, you don't understand. I was just sitting here in front of the fireplace when suddenly I was face to face with Boris Karloff.
Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
Gentlemen, please, I do so want to be friendly. Would you like a Tom and Jerry? I made them myself.
What are they made of?
A couple of fellas named Tom and Jerry. Now, Mr. Levant, I'd like you to believe in me, so here's a little present. A bottle of fine champagne.
But it's got a skull and crossbones on the label.
Probably a picture of the manufacturer.
Please, Boris, if you're going to play Santa Claus, why don't you visit some of the fellas who'll be expecting you, like Sidney Greenstreet or Bela Lugosi, huh?
I visit both for good and evil, and you're certainly good and evil.
I'm beginning to like this guy. He's my type.
Thank you, Mr. Levant. Your appreciation of the macabre and your intelligence acceptance of the supernatural from the realm of mesmerism and hyperphysical occurrences is gratifying. I think we understand each other.
That's good, because I don't understand either one of you.
Boris, I think you and I will get along okay. Have a cigarette.
I prefer what I'm smoking.
What are you smoking?
F.E. Boone.
Well, that is what I like, a real Merry Christmas.
Now, Mr. Levant, I've got something for you. I've heard you play the piano hundreds of times, so here is a violin. Merry Christmas, gentlemen, and goodbye.
And, Ken, believe it or not, that's exactly what happened on Christmas Eve. Oh,
but, Al, that story is a little unbelievable. You must have been dreaming.
If you don't believe me, ask Oscar.
Oscar, did all that stuff really happen to you and Al?
No, it didn't, Ken. It's a ridiculous story. Well, I gotta go now.
Where are you going, Oscar?
I have to practice my violin.
Say, Ken, I noticed that so far there's no commercials tonight.
Well, I have one now, Al, and it's simply this. Friends, the folks with the Kraft Foods Company hope you've had a Merry Christmas. A Christmas so satisfying in the joy of making others happy that you'll want to keep it alive day after day in your homes and in your hearts.
I like that, Ken. It's a beautiful wish. And I'd like to convey the same thought with an old song. This is a day of sentiment and nostalgia and memories of old friendships. If you're not at home, I hope you're with friends, for this is a song that people like to sing when they get together. It's not a song you usually associate with Christmas, but then any music that is full of joy and happiness makes a song worth singing on this day. So gather around the piano and join with me in that old favorite, By the Light of the Silver Moon. Place, park, scene, dark, silver moon is shining through the trees. Cast, cue, me, you, sounds of kisses floating on the breeze. Act one, begun. Dialogue, where would you like to spoon my cue with you underneath the silvery moon? By the light of the silvery moon, I love to spoon my honey out to room. Love spoon, honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon to my honey, I'll croon my heart through.
Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Our silvery beams will bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silver night, everybody. Thank you, thank you.
Boris Karloff is currently being seen in the Paramount picture, Unconquered. Al Jolson, Oscar LaVance, Lou Bring, and his orchestra and chorus, and all of the Kraft Music Hall gang invite you to tune into the Kraft Music Hall again next Thursday. That's New Year's Day, when Al's guest will be the beautiful and charming international motion picture favorite, Madeline Carroll. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden, who follow immediately. Also, tune in the Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday on this network. Remember, next Thursday's guest on Kraft Music Hall will be Madeline Carroll.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.